Oh, my mind, look at the beloved Kripal. This is the Bhajan Takale Manave Kripal Pyarete on page 78. He who had the darshan of the Guru drank the cup of Amrit Nam. O mind, become determined to have the support of Kripal. Whoever made his master sit in his heart finished the cycle of 84. O my mind, keep the love for the glimpses of the master. Within whose heart the love of the Guru will come, for him the door of Sachkhand will be opened. O mind, memorize the hints of the true Guru. In a moment he removes the pain of the suffering ones. The ocean of love cannot be stopped. When he showers grace, the Lord liberates in a moment. The story of the love of the Master cannot be told. What praise can I do of the true beloved? Tell them, O Ajib, of the glimpses of Kripal. O my mind, look at the beloved Kripal. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 78.
Takale manave kripala pyare tai. Takale manave kripala pyare tai. Darshan Guru Danj Sini Kita Amrit Nama Vyala Pita. Darshan Guru Danj Sini Kita Amrit Nama Vyala Pita. Takale manave kripala sahare tai. Takale manave kripala pyare tai. Takale manave kripala pyare tai. Jisne vidila vicha guru nu betalia gera charo siwala mukalia. Jisne vidila vicha guru nu betalia gera charo si vala mukalia. Rakale manave guru pyara najare tai. Takale manave kripala pyare tai. Takale manave kripala pyare tai. Guru da piyar jisa hira deche aenga salcha kanda da buhakula jainga. Guru da piyar jisa hira deche aenga Sacha kandada buhakula jainga. Ratale manave sache guru de isharitai. Takale manave kirpala piaretai. Takale manave kirpala pyare tai. Dukiyare dukha ikapal chana vardida taliyana jave o samundra pyardida. Dukhiya de dukha ikapala chanivardida Dalia na jabe o samundar pyarida Daya jada hove ika pala vichatare sai Takale manawe kirpala pyare tai Takale manawe kirpala pyare tai Dasina kahani jai guru de pyare di Kar ki si pat me sache dila dardi Dasina kahane jai guru de piardi Kar ki si pat me sache dila dardi Dasale ajaya bakir pale den jare tai Takale manawe kir pala piare tai Takale manawe kir pala piare tai
The story of the love of the master cannot be told. What praise can I do of the true beloved? Tell them, O Ajay, of the glimpses of Kripal. O my mind, look at the beloved Kripal. I want to begin today reading Master Kripal's circular of July 1st, 1967, usually known as the Humility Circular. He says, Dear ones, on this auspicious day of the birth anniversary of Hazur Maharaj Baba Sawan Singh Ji, I send you one and all my heartiest wishes for your progress on the spiritual way back to the home of our Father through the natural yoga of light and life and love, the Surat Shabad Yoga. In my previous year's messages, I have been mostly dwelling on rising above body consciousness to be reborn and to learn to die while alive, etc., so as to enable one to enter the kingdom of God, which is within us, as prescribed by all the past masters now come to us through his benign grace. There are many aspects of his divine life, but I will now dwell on the two most important ones, namely humility and simplicity, the most needed at this hour, which, if followed, will set our lives in the right direction and enable us to achieve perfection. All masters, such as Jesus, Mahavira, Buddha, Kabir, and Nanak, etc., of the past, and Ramakrishna, Hazur Baba Sawan Singh, Sadhu Vasvani, etc., of recent days, radiated this divine luster from their personalities. Man knows so many things, but he does not know himself. A man has so many sheaths in himself, covering the depths of his heart. Man learns and unlearns all through life. It is wiser to remain a student than to be a teacher, a student of the mystery of life. A parable goes to say that a seeker of God in the quest of heaven, wandering here and there, found himself perchance at the gate of heaven. The gatekeeper asked him, Who are you? The seeker answered, A teacher. The gatekeeper asked him to wait and went in to report. After a while, he returned and said that he could not let him in, as there was no place for teachers in the heaven world. He was told to go back and wash the dust of dead words clinging to him in the waters of silence. So many teachers are vain. They parade their learning. How can there be a place in there for him who lives in a world of vanity? Every day he sat in the silence and listened to the words of saints, and his self-consciousness began to develop, and he became humble and prayed to be the servant of all men, lonely and lowly ones, and animals, a servant of God's creation. Then the portals of heaven were opened, and he entered in and beheld the Master's face, pure and fair beyond compare. All the masters of the past and the present say that the kingdom of God is for the humble of heart. So many of us, alas, are proud, vain, in ego lost, and blind to the wisdom. We do but wander from darkness to darkness. The God that rules millions is the ego, enthrone on your heart the God of love, and cease to wander. And what should be done to do so? Become humble as ashes and dust. The world is full of the proud of purse or power or learning, whereas we should be humble and simple and empty ourselves of all self, so that the Lord might do with us what he would. The life worth living is life in the Spirit. Its basis is humility. We should be reduced to a cipher, and God becomes all. Let us be perfect as our Father is in heaven. The truly humble are the truly happy. For want of humility, men and women are leading an unbearable, miserable life. All this misery is from within. It is not a change in our circumstances, but deliverance from the thraldom of the self, the petty ego that sits a tyrant, robbing us of the bliss that is our heritage as children of God. We are, as it were, in a cage of self-centeredness, and until this prison is opened by the key of humility, the swan bird of the soul is not free and cannot swim to the regions of radiance and joy. The way to true blessedness is the way of humility and love. He who is humble has no problems. He has God as his guide. Significant are the words of the shepherd boy singing in John Bunyan's Pilgrim's Progress. He that is down need fear no fall. He that is low, no pride. He that is humble ever shall have God to be his guide. I am content with what I have, little be it or much. And Lord, contentment still I crave, because thou savest such. Rightly has it been said, that if there were no humility in the world, everyone would long ago have committed suicide. When the light of humility dawns on the soul, the darkness of selfishness disappears, and the soul no longer lives for itself, but for God. The soul loses itself in God, lives in God, and is transformed into him. This is the alchemy of humility. It transforms the lowest into the highest. The great Chinese sage Lao Tzu expressed the thought in beautiful words. How does the sea become the king of all rivers and streams? Because it lies lower than them. St. Augustine said the way to God is first humility, second humility, and third humility. He who is proud of possessions or of learning or of authority will not go to any saint unless he is humble. Even if he goes to the saint but considers himself superior to him, he will not listen to him. A glass which is kept above a tumbler of water will remain empty until it is put below the tumbler. You know what you know. Just listen to what the other says. Perhaps we can learn something from him. Yes, the branches of a fruit-laden tree bend of their own accord. Even so, the man who, losing himself, finds God, finds him everywhere and in everyone, bends before all, offers homage of his heart to all. This is true humility. It is not a forced sense of lowliness. Such a one lives in unity with all. He is in others, and others are in him. It is the fake ego self that gives rise to the sense of discord and separation. When the illusion of ego is broken, one feels, I am not apart from others, but others are parts of the One, God, the Master, and all of us are engaged in the same service of God. Each one of us is unique in his own way. There is a divine purpose behind the life of everyone who comes into the world. No one has been created for nothing. We have something to learn from everyone. This is the mystery of humility. The truly humble person does not compare himself with others. He knows that none of us, however evolved, is perfect. None of us is complete in himself. The humble person does not regard one as better than the other. He believes in the divinity of each. If one says and asserts that he is better than others, then he is not perfect as yet. It is only when one realizes his nothingness that God comes and fills him with himself. Where man is, God is not. Where man is not, God is. God cannot enter the heart of the self-seeking person. He who is full of himself considers himself as above others and so puts a limit on himself. God is without limit. How can the limitless enter the limited? O ye who seek God, see that you do not set yourself above others. Give up all that you are and all that you have. Empty yourself of all self. Cast the ego out, and you stand face to face with God. Wondrous are the words of the Sufi saint Abu Hassan. Brothers, this is the law. He who cometh nigh to God loseth what he hath. Aye, he loseth himself, but gains instead the gift supreme, the gift of humility. A man may strive to be humble, but for all his efforts may become all the more proud. There is such a thing as the pride of humility. It is a very dangerous thing, for it is too subtle to be discerned by the inexperienced. There are some who will take great pains to be humble. They make humility impossible. How can a man be humble who is all the time thinking of how best he can be humble? Such a man is all the time occupied with himself. But true humility is freedom from all consciousness of self, which includes freedom from the consciousness of humility. The truly humble man never knows that he is humble. The truly humble man accepts everything as coming from the hands of God. He knows that in him there is nothing praiseworthy. All the good that is in him is from God, and the praise that men give him belongs to God. When the young man called Jesus good teacher, Jesus quietly said, "Why call me good? There is none good but God." Humility, says Lacordaire, does not consist in hiding our talents and virtues and thinking ourselves worse and more ordinary than we are, but in possessing a clear knowledge of all that is lacking in us and not exalting ourselves for that which we have, seeing that God has freely given it us, and with all his gifts, we are still infinitely of little importance. So the truly humble man may accept sometimes the praise which men give him, and quietly passes it on to God, keeping nothing for himself. The man who is not truly humble behaves in a very unnatural manner when he is not praised by men. He becomes upset, loses his patience, and even becomes angry. He repulses them with his irritation and creates for them an awkward situation. Sometimes he suppresses his feelings and remains silent, but he cannot forget the things that are said about him. They haunt him again and again and do not give him peace of mind. The humble man makes no fuss. He is at harmony with himself and others. He is gifted with a wondrous feeling of peace. He feels safe and secure, like a ship in harbor, unaffected by howling storms and lashing waves. He has found refuge at the lotus feet of the Lord, and the storms of changing circumstances have no power over him. He feels light as air. The burdens which we carry all our life, the burden of the self and its desires, he has laid aside, and he is ever calm and serene. Having given up everything, he has nothing to lose, and yet everything belongs to him, for he is of God, and God is in him. Having broken the bondage of desire, he is as happy with a piece of dry bread as with a sumptuous meal. In every situation and circumstance of life, he blesses the name of God. He who would be humble regards himself as a student. He learns many new things, but what is more difficult, he unlearns many things he has learned. A scholar came to a saint and said, "O seer of the secret, tell me what I may do to live the life divine." And the saint said to him, "Go, unlearn what thou hast learnt, and then return and sit before me." He who would walk the way of humility must renounce his earlier ways of living. He must give up the opinions he has formed, the standards to which he is accustomed. He must have a new outlook on life. The things the world would worship are to him of no value. His values are so different from those of other men. Rich food, fine houses, costly dresses, positions of power and authority, the applause of men, honors and titles no longer attract him. He feels drawn to a life of simplicity. He is happy in living a hidden life in the hidden Lord. He is dead to the world. He is alive in God. At times he actually behaves like one dead. Yes, the truly humble man is, in that sense, the dead man. He has died. God alone lives in him. His self has been annihilated. His self has vanished into God, and only God remains. God works in him and through him, and God emits in his eyes. God speaks in his words. On his feet God walks the earth, and through his hands gives his benedictions to all. Such men are the real strength of the world. Its illumination, and inspiration. To see them is to commune with God, for God dwells in them. They are the living, moving temples of the Lord. They are the ones who keep the world intact, though they do not know it themselves. The whole earth depends on them without anyone being aware of it. Their hearts and minds are in tune with the great heart and mind of humanity. They are in complete accord with all that lives. They give their love to all living beings, as though they were the sons of the one sweet mother. They have broken all fetters and entered into the freedom of the children of God. God does their will because they have merged their wills in His. God fulfills their least desire, for it is He who desires all their desires. They are the little saviors of humanity. I wish each one of you to follow the lesson of humility, born of love and simplicity. And this is a letter of Baba Sawan Singh, dated August 1st, 1912, to Mrs. Brock. Very early on in her career, she and her husband were initiated in 1911, and so this was being the first year of their initiation. He says, "My dear daughter, I was very much pleased to receive your letter full of love and faith, and to know that you are making good progress in the exercises, though it was marred by your shifting to a new house. Now that by the grace of the Holy Father you have got a comfortable house and other worldly anxieties are over, you should apply yourself, heart and soul, to the service of the Father, and give as much time to the exercises as you can easily take from your business. But mind you, your business must not suffer in the least. All the luxuries of this world and the world itself, the sun, moon, stars, in short, everything that we see here is liable to destruction. Only the soul is immortal. So try to live this short span of life in a manner which best pleases God, that your wanderings in this world may cease and you may find your eternal home, where it is all bliss, unalloyed. Regarding exercises, you say you cannot remain in the exact position for a long time, so there is no harm in using a pillow as you do. Or you can ask Sasmas to get a baragan made for you. It is a sort of flat piece of wood attached to a short stick in the shape of a T. The piece of wood is a foot and a half in length and 2 inches in breadth. The stick is placed in the middle of the wood, which supports our two elbows while doing bhajan. One word about general behavior. The biggest part of our time is devoted towards worldly ends, and by sitting in contemplation for a few hours, our soul cannot properly enjoy the holy sound. Again and again, the mind goes out and remains thinking of worldly matters. So keep a sharp eye over its working during the whole of the day, and take care that it may not carry you away. Try to resist its mean cravings and check their outward manifestation through senses. Always remain one-pointed and never allow your mind to engage in foolish fancies. This is possible only by keeping your mind engaged in the holy names. At all times, whether walking, eating, drinking, or doing any other work which does not require much attention, try to concentrate your attention on the holy names and never allow your senses to wander away. Be always on your guard. This is the only way to get mastery over our mind. Secondly, Whatever good or bad happens to you, through whatever person or object, directly proceeds from our own loving Father. All persons and objects are but tools in his hand. If an evil befalls you, think it as his greatest mercy. We have to suffer for our past actions sooner or later. Our Master, by taking us through these sufferings speedily, and by hastening the approach of those which were to come later, intends to relieve us of our burden earlier. And by this early payment of debt, because debt it is, the amount of the suffering is very much lessened. If we had to pay 1 ton at first, now we are released by paying 1 pound only. So never be disheartened if you are to pay some severe debt. It is all for your good. Suppose a man ill-treats you without any fault on your part. You should see in this ill-treatment the hand of the Master working. He wants to find out and to make known to you whether your self-reverence has died out or not, and how deep has meekness and love taken root in you. Again, suppose a man loses his son. It is to test the decrease in love for earthly relatives. Father wants to loosen these heavy chains which bind us down to this earth. More love towards earthly relatives means less with the Master. So all events which appear to be misfortunes are not really so. They come to chasten us and add to our power of resistance and leave us better men in the end. Be always resigned to his will. What Father does, he does for the best. In this world, those persons who are engaged in upward march have constantly to face the inroads of two powerful enemies, the mind and the matter. They try to put many obstacles in our way. If an untoward event happens, we need not be disheartened. Rather, we should rise with redoubled love, and final victory is ours. Our Father is love, and we are small drops from that ocean of love. This huge machinery of universe is working on the eternal principle of love. So try to bring yourself in harmony with this principle of love. The deeper the love of the Master will take root in you, the fainter the love of earth will remain in you. His love will displace the love of earthly things. Spirit will uproot the flesh. The curtains will rise before you one by one. The dark mysteries of the universe will become revealed to you, and you will find yourself in the loving lap of the Holy Father. One with him. He, out of his mercy, has bestowed upon you such a noble gift that all the treasures of this world stand in no comparison with it. But it will not improve your condition if you will not use it. A hungry man is never satisfied simply by counting the names of various dishes that lie before him. Though the teachings you have got are invaluable, yet they cannot be of any good unless you act up to them and daily engage in the exercises for as long a time as you can spare from your worldly engagements. To sum up, you must be careful about the following. 1. Control of mind. 2. Check on senses. 3. Resignation to his will. 4. Love for him. And 5. Punctuality and exercises. You can keep these letters for your guidance and need not destroy them. Yours affectionately, Sawan Singh. And that is contained in the book The Ambrosial Hour. It's chapter 6 of that book. And chapter 7, immediately following that, on roughly the same series of topics. Here's a talk Master Kripal gave on February 20th, 1971 at his house in Rajpur. Always live in the living present, in the living moment. Did you read my circular on that point? If you care for the living moment, you can care for eternity. Read the circulars and go into them deeply. If you care for the pennies, pounds will be saved, is it not so? If you keep your mind occupied every moment, then nothing can go wrong. It is given very briefly in the circulars. Brevity is the soul of all creation. The Master's sayings are very brief, but to the point. If you watch your present moment, then everything is all right. If you don't care, sometimes for hours you're oblivious, and in those vacant hours there's so much trouble that comes up which affects your meditations. So when you sit for meditation, forget the past, forget the future. Live in the living present. This is the one thing that will give you success in your meditations. But the vacant hours in which you've not kept the mind occupied with some constructive thought affect your meditation. So that is the remedy that accounts for all these things. If you would pass your every hour in peace, with no ill will against anybody and no attachment to anybody, if you can pass each hour like that for one day, then continuously for some days, no such ramifications of mind will come up to affect your meditations. We are frittering away our moments of life in such like pursuits. Kabir says, make each breath you take the offering to your master. Do you follow what I have said? Every breath you take, make it an offering to your master. This is very valuable, Kabir says, and we fritter away a fortune. If a dying man wishes to stay for a few minutes longer, he cannot. How frivolously we kill our time. Every moment of life is very valuable. Make the best use of it. When death overtakes us, that is the time you say, oh, it's some time been given to me, I would have done this and that thing. Is it not so? But you cannot get time then, which you have frittered away so ruthlessly, so cruelly. Kabir says, in one breath he crossed three planes. Physical, astral, causal. One breath is very valuable. One saint says, if you can pass 3 days and nights in sweet, constant remembrance of God, you go to his feet. 3 days. Can we? It's not much. Let no other thought other than God strike your mind. Why not start with one day? Start from today. All right, from now on till tomorrow evening, no thought, constant remembrance, even when you eat, don't forget him. Try one day. That will give you good training. We don't care for the trifling things, but that is where the substantial thing comes from. One day is not much. You have been here how many days? So many days. And if you had passed even one day and night, in constant remembrance, you would have changed very much. And that originally was found in the Light of Kripal. And I want to conclude the readings with a message, another message of Master Kripal on Sawan Singh's birthday. This is also from the Ambrosial Hour. And this was always one of my very favorite writings because I first read it as a circular back when it came out in the 60s. And it was a circular which was posted on our wall in the little house here at the ashram for many years. Begins with a quote from the Bible, actually two quotes from the Bible, which were not actually in the original circular, but they were added at some point because Master refers to them quite a lot in the course of the circular. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And those quotes are from the first chapter of John, the Gospel of John, verses 1, 3 through 5, and 14. And the second quote, "The kingdom of God is at hand," from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 1, verse 15. So the circular begins with a date, July 10th, 1961. "Dear children of light, I convey my love to you all and speak to you from the core of my heart on the auspicious birth anniversary of my master, Sawan Singh Ji Maharaj. Blessed indeed is the hour when the timeless comes into time, the formless assumes a form, and the wordless becomes the Word, and the Word puts on the mantle of flesh to dwell amongst us. Verily, ye are, essentially and potentially, the timeless, the formless, and the wordless. The Word is in you, and you live in and by the Word, though you may, for the time being, be living on the plane of the senses and unaware of your real identity. A tree is known by the fruit it bears. Lectures, messages, statements and discourses of any kind, spiritual or otherwise, imparted through utterances or writings, are just idle talk when not acted upon or lived up to. Live up to the divine Word, which is the Word of words, the manifestation of truth. This Word is hearkened by the soul. It is the eternal song which was sung ages ago. And that song produced the phenomena called the universe. When that song is heard, you will have some glimpses of the Lord and the true Master. Some will have a little, some more, and some still more. Souls embedded in the Master Power will be lighted. The more receptive the souls to the Master Power, the more light they will emit. If you wish to love God truly in the most practical way, it is to love our fellow beings. Feel for others in the same way as we feel for our dear ones. Instead of seeing faults in others, we look within ourselves, suffer in the suffering of others, and feel happy in the happiness of others. Endure all that comes, cheerfully accepting it as His will, and do not hurt or harm any of His beings. To love God, we must live for God and die for God. I would like to sow the seed of love in your hearts, so that the feelings of love are brought about among all the nations, creeds, sects, and castes of the world. All saints preach the same. Love and all things shall be added unto you. Without love there is no peace, here or hereafter. Kabir. Those who do not know love cannot know God, Christ. Hear ye all, I tell you the truth. God cannot be approached without love. Guru Gobind Singh. The main purpose of my master was to awaken mankind to the truth taught and preached by all saints who came in the past. His job was to awaken the divinity in every heart and guide each to his or her goal of life. Like the great masters of the past, he drew people of all castes and colors by living example. He awakened humanity to the fundamental, inviolable unity of all life. All mankind is one. The true brotherhood will arise by awakening to the unity already existing in man. Man is an ensouled body. Soul is a conscious entity, a drop of the ocean of all consciousness. Man is the oldest of all. Social bodies were made by man for the attainment of God. My master did not come to establish a new religion. The religion he taught is the knowledge of the self and the one behind the many, which can be achieved by tapping inside by inversion, by reading the great book of oneself, where God is revealed, the book of all books, the Bible of all Bibles, which holds the key to the mystery of life. The way to truth is simple. The way is to know oneself so as to know God. When one is awakened to self-consciousness, his or her outer attachments are shaken off, and God floods his or her soul. The only rules that he gave at all, if any, were meditation, pure ethical life, and selfless service. He did not say for you to cease to be a Christian, a Hindu, a Sikh, a Mohammedan, or a Zoroastrian, but to be a true follower of Christ, Lord Krishna, Guru Nanak, Prophet Muhammad, or Zoroaster, that is, to do what they said. He did not ask the skeptical man or woman of today to accept any dogma, but in the spirit of humility to obey the God reverberating in the heart of all. He advised us to look at each other from the level of the soul and not through the garbs of various religions we are wearing, and to love all. He did not advocate change of forms, but to look within oneself where all are one. He did say that whatever religion one has, it should transform our life. We should lead an ethical life. He did not bring Eastern or Western thoughts for us to act upon, but helped us to act upon the basic truths that we already have in our religions. He revived the forgotten truth that is eternal. Example is better than precept. The teacher that the age wants is a living example of what all may become. The only teacher that we can accept is one who has experienced God. He must be one who has consciously bridged the gulf between time and eternity and can show others how to do likewise. He enables us to discover ourselves. We get through him a change of heart, and he has the power to transmit grace, kindle love, and bestow contact with the light of God. He is overflowing with the love of God and of all creation, and those who come in contact with him are enkindled with that love, and the God power working through him awakens God in others. Books cannot replace teachers. Unless one meets the teacher in the flesh, one cannot unravel the mystery of self. What a man has done, another can do, of course with proper guidance and help. You have been put on the path that leads you to the divine in you. You have been blessed with a conscious contact with the holy light and harmony, the life and soul of all that is. And you can develop your initial experience of the living contact to any length you may. It all depends on you. Where there is a will, there is a way. Strive for it ceaselessly. It is the essence of life and the greatest gift on earth. Rear it up with tender care and loving devotion, lest you may again lose hold of the lifelines in the stormy sea of life. Awake, arise, and stop not until the goal is reached, is the time-honored message coming down as it does from eternity. And I repeat it today with all the emphasis at my command. Make hay while the sun shines. The kingdom of God verily is at hand, and the power of God unmistakably beckons you to it. Avail yourself of the golden opportunity that God has given you, for human birth is a rare privilege, and thrice blessed is man. Make the most of it while there is yet time. Let not dissensions creep into your thoughts and corrode your progress in any way. You are one of the fortunate children of invincible light. Live up to that sacred truth. Master Power is always with you and will be extending you all love and grace. If we live up to the teachings, it is a panacea for all ills and evils. With fondest love to you all, Kripal Singh. And of course, Master Sawan Singh's birthday is coming up in a couple of weeks. So I thought it would be appropriate to remember him in the next few days. And our tape is from June 13th, 1994, in France. Sanchi is talking on The Washerman's Daughter, one of his favorite stories. Push the wrong button here. Yeah. Forgive me, I'm not all that used to this machine these days.
Jab. ਬਾਰਿਸ਼ ਹੋਣੀ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਹੈ, ਅਸਮਾਨ ਵਿੱਚ ਬੱਦਲ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੈ, ਆਵਾਜ਼ ਗੈਬੀ ਆਵੇ ਕਿ ਪੀਪਾ ਪੂਰਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਢੂੰਡ, ਨਹੀਂ ਤਾਂ ਕਾਲ ਬੜੀ ਜ਼ਬਰਦਸਤ ਤਾਕਤ ਹੈ, ਉਹ ਖਲ ਨਿਕਾਲ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ। ਬਗੈਰ ਅਗਰ ਗੁਰੂ ਤੋਂ ਕੋਈ ਆਤਮਾ ਮਿਲ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਉਹ ਗਿਣ ਗਿਣ ਕੇ ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਹਿਸਾਬ ਲੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ।
ਕਿੰਗ ਪੀਪਾ ਹੈਡ ਮੇਡ ਅ ਟੈਂਪਲ ਇਨ ਹਿਸ ਪੈਲਸ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਵਰਸ਼ਿਪ ਦੀ ਆਈਡਲਸ ਇਨ ਦ ਟੈਂਪਲ। You know that when it is about to rain, the clouds form in the sky and then we are sure that it is going to rain. In the same way, when the time of our meeting with the perfect master approaches, we also get the sign. So King Pipa, even though he used to worship the idols in the temple which he had made, he was doing that, but a hidden voice, a divine voice started coming to him, which said that, "Oh Pipa, you look for the perfect master because negative power is such a power that if he meets any soul who doesn't have the protection of the perfect master, that soul doesn't get forgiven by the negative power, and the negative power tortures that soul. He even deskins the soul. So in order to save yourself from that, you go and look for the perfect master."
ਰਾਜੇ ਪੀਪੇ ਨੇ ਆਪਦੇ ਜਿਤਨੇ ਵੀ ਸਲਾਹਕਾਰ ਸਨ ਰਾਜਕਾਜ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਮਦਦ ਕਰਦੇ ਸੀ ਸਭ ਨੂੰ ਬੁਲਾਇਆ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਵੇਲੇ ਕੋਈ ਪੂਰਾ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਹੈ ਸਭ ਨੇ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਤੋਂ ਸੰਸਾਰ 'ਚ ਜਾ ਚੁੱਕੇ ਹੈ ਰਵਿਦਾਸ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਪੂਰਨ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਨਾਮ ਨਾਲ ਜੋੜ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ ਪਰ ਉਹ ਚਮਾਰ ਜਾਤੀ ਦਾ ਹੈ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮਨ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ ਇਹ ਕਾਲ ਦਾ ਏਜੰਟ ਹੈ ਕੋਈ ਵੀ ਮੌਕਾ ਆਪਦੇ ਹੱਥ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਜਾਣ ਨਹੀਂ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਗਾ ਇਹਦੀ ਡਿਊਟੀ ਕਾਲ ਨੇ ਇਹੀ ਲਾਈ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਕੋਈ ਆਤਮਾ ਗੁਰੂ ਭਗਤੀ ਨਾ ਕਰਨੇ ਪਾਏ ਆਪਦੇ ਘਰ ਵਾਪਸ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਦੀ ਤਿਆਰੀ ਨਾ ਕਰ ਲਵੇ ਅਨੇਕਾਂ ਕਿਸਮ ਦੇ ਇਹ ਜਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਨਾਮਦਾਨ ਦੀ ਤਿਆਰੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਵਿਘਨ ਖੜੇ ਕਰ ਦਿੰਦਾ ਹੈ
ਸੋ ਕਿੰਗ ਪੀਪਾ ਕਾਲਡ ਹਿਸ ਕਾਉਂਸਲਰਸ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਪੀਪਲ ਹੂ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਹੈਲਪ ਹਿਮ ਇਨ ਰੂਲਿੰਗ ਦ ਕਿੰਗਡਮ ਐਂਡ ਆਸਕਡ ਦੈਮ ਇਫ ਦੇਰ ਵਾਜ਼ ਐਨੀ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਅਵੇਲੇਬਲ ਐਟ ਦੈਟ ਟਾਈਮ ਸੋ ਦੇ ਰਿਪਲਾਈਡ ਦੈਟ ਕਬੀਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਹੈਸ ਲੈਫਟ ਦ ਬੋਡੀ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਵਾਜ਼ ਦ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਐਂਡ ਆਫਟਰ ਹਿਮ ਗੁਰੂ ਰਵਿਦਾਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਪਰਫੈਕਟ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਬਟ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਅ ਕਾਬਲਰ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਬਿਲੋਂਗਸ ਟੂ ਅ ਲੋ ਕਾਸਟ ਓਫਨ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਸੈਡ ਦੈਟ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਇਜ਼ ਐਨ ਏਜੰਟ ਆਫ ਨੈਗੇਟਿਵ ਪਾਵਰ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਓਫਨ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਸ ਮੈਨੀ ਓਬਸਟੇਕਲਸ ਐਂਡ ਹਿੰਡਰੈਂਸਿਸ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰਸ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਗੋ ਫਾਰ ਦੀ ਹੋਲੀ ਇਨੀਸ਼ੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਡਜ਼ਨਟ ਵਾਂਟ ਐਨੀ ਅਪੋਰਚ ਹੀ ਡਜ਼ਨਟ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਲੂਜ਼ ਐਨੀ ਅਪੋਰਚੁਨਿਟੀ ਦੈਟ ਇਜ਼ ਵਾਈ ਹੀ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਸ ਦ ਡਾਊਟਸ ਹੀ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਸ ਸੋ ਮੈਨੀ ਹਰਡਲਸ ਵੈਨ ਵੀ ਆਰ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਟੂ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ
ਮਨ ਨੇ ਅੰਦਰੋਂ ਭਰਮ ਖੜੇ ਕਰਨੇ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕੀਤੇ ਕਿ ਤੂੰ ਛੱਤਰੀ ਰਾਜਪੂਤ ਹੈ ਇੱਕ ਚਮਾਰ ਨੂੰ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਗੁਰੂ ਧਾਰਨ ਕਰੇ ਹੋ ਸਕਦਾ ਤੇਰੀ ਪਬਲਿਕ ਤੇਰੇ 'ਤੇ ਰੇਜਿਤ ਖਰਾਬ ਹੋ ਜਾਵੇ ਕੋਈ ਐਸਾ ਮੌਕਾ ਮਿਲੇ ਕਿ ਜਦ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਨਾ ਲੱਗੇ ਮੈਂ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਜੋ ਪੁੱਛਣਾ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਵਾਂ ਇੱਕ ਦਿਨ ਕੁਦਰਤ ਹੀ ਗੰਗਾ ਦਾ ਪਰਬ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਸੀ ਸਾਰੀ ਪਰਜਾ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਸੀ ਉੱਧਰ ਗੰਗਾ ਦੇ ਇਸ਼ਨਾਨ ਨੂੰ ਜਾ ਰਹੀ ਸੀ ਬੜਾ ਅੱਛਾ ਮੌਕਾ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਉੱਧਰੋਂ ਰਵਿਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਵੀ ਇਕੱਲੇ ਘਰ ਅੰਦਰ ਕੁੰਡ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਪਾਣੀ ਕੱਢ ਕੇ ਟਿੰਡ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਾ ਰਹੇ ਸੀਗੇ ਦਿਲ 'ਚ ਦਇਆ ਉੱਠੀ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਕਿ ਇੱਕ ਰਾਜਾ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਪਾਸ ਆਇਆ ਹੈ ਇਹਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਅੱਛਾ ਤੋਹਫ਼ਾ ਦੇਵਾਂ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਯਾਦ ਰੱਖੇ ਕਿ ਕਿਸੇ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਕੋਲ ਗਿਆ ਸੀਗਾ ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਰਾਜਾ ਕਾਰ ਬੁੱਕ ਹੁਣ ਉਹ ਮਨ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਸਾਥ ਨਹੀਂ ਛੱਡਦਾ ਗਾ ਮਨ ਨੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਭਰਮ ਪੈਦਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਚਮਾਰ ਜਾਤੀ ਦਾ ਹੈ ਅਗਰ ਇਹਦੇ ਹੱਥ ਦਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਪੀ ਲਿਆ ਤੂੰ ਚਮਾਰ ਬਣ ਜਾਏਗਾ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦਾ ਰੋਹਬ ਵੀ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਉਸਨੇ ਕੀ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੱਥ ਆਪਦੇ ਬੁੱਕ ਕਰ ਦਿੱਤੇ ਪਾਣੀ ਪੀਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਲੇਕਿਨ ਖੁੱਲੀਆਂ ਬਾਹਾਂ ਵਾਲਾ ਜੈਸਾ ਕਿ ਕੁੜਤਾ ਹੈ ਇਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਉਹਨੇ ਪਾਣੀ ਸੰਗ ਦੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਨਗਾਇਆ ਸਾਰਾ ਹੀ ਨੀਚੇ ਗੇਰੀ ਗਿਆ ਦਿਲ 'ਚ ਖਿਆਲ ਆਇਆ ਕਰੇ ਕਿ ਧੋਬੀ ਨੂੰ ਬੁਲਾਇਆ ਕਿ ਇਸ ਨੂੰ ਖੜ੍ਹੇ ਕਾਟ ਵਿੱਚ ਧੋ ਕੇ ਲਿਆ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਵੀ ਨਾ ਲੱਗੇ ਦਿਲ 'ਚ ਵਾਰ ਵਾਰ ਖਿਆਲ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਇਸ ਨੇ ਚਮਾਰ ਹੀ ਬਣਾ ਦੇਣਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਧੋਬੀ ਨੇ ਪੱਠੀ ਤਿਆਰ ਕੀਤੀ ਕਾਇਦਾ ਇਹ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਧੋਬੀ ਲੋਕ ਅਗਰ ਕੋਈ ਦਾਗ ਐਸਾ ਹੋਵੇ ਤਾਂ ਉਹ ਚੂਸ ਕੇ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਨੀਚੇ ਗੇਰ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ ਥੁੱਕ ਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਨਾਬਾਲਗ ਛੋਟੀ ਬੱਚੀ ਸੀ ਆਪ ਪੱਠੀ ਤਿਆਰ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਦਾਗ ਚੂਸਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਕਹਿ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਉਹ ਲੜਕੀ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਪਾਣੀ ਸੀਗਾ ਥੁੱਕ ਸੀਗਾ ਉਹ ਅੰਦਰ ਨਗਾਉਂਦੀ ਰਹੀ ਹੁਣ ਉਹ ਪਰਮ ਸੰਤ ਦੇ ਹੱਥਾਂ ਦਾ ਦਇਆ ਦਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਸੀਗਾ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਉਹਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਉਹ ਥੁੱਕ ਨਗਾਉਂਦੀ ਗਈ ਉਹਦੇ ਪਰਦਾ ਖੁੱਲ੍ਹ ਗਿਆ ਗਿਆਨ ਧਿਆਨ ਦੀ ਬਾਤ ਕਰਨ ਲੱਗੀ ਆਸੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਧੋਬੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਘਰੇ ਇੱਕ ਬੜੀ ਅੱਛੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਲੜਕੀ ਦੇ ਰੂਪ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੈ ਬੜੀ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਹੈ ਹੁਣ ਰਾਜੇ ਨੇ ਜਦ ਸੁਣਿਆ ਪਰਮਾਰਥ ਦਾ ਸ਼ੌਕ ਸੀ ਰਾਤ ਨੂੰ ਗਿਆ ਲੜਕੀ ਦੇਖ ਕੇ ਖੜੀ ਹੋ ਗਈ ਹੱਥ ਜੋੜ ਕੇ ਰਾਜਾ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗਿਆ ਦੇਖ ਬੇਟੀ ਮੈਂ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਧੋਬੀਆਂ ਦੀ ਲੜਕੀ ਸਮਝ ਕੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਇਆ ਮੈਂ ਇੱਕ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਸਮਝ ਕੇ ਤੇਰੇ ਦਰ 'ਤੇ ਆਇਆ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੀ ਮੈਂ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਰਾਜਾ ਸਮਝ ਕੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਖੜੀ ਹੋਈ ਮੈਂ ਨੂੰ ਜੋ ਕੁਛ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਉਹ ਤਾਂ ਇੱਥੋਂ ਹੀ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਹੈਰਾਨ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਕਿ ਮੈਥੋਂ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੀ ਕਿ ਜੋ ਰਾਜ ਸੀ, ਹਕੀਕਤ ਸੀ, ਸਚਿਆਈ ਸੀ, ਉਹ ਤੇਰੇ ਕੁੜਤੇ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਹੀ ਸੀ। ਸੋ ਜਦੋਂ ਮਨ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਦੇ ਘਾਟੇ ਦਾ ਵੀ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ, ਤੋ ਭਜਿਆ ਰਵਿਦਾਸ ਦੇ ਘਰ ਦੀ ਤਰਫ ਕਿ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਜੀ ਗਲਤੀ ਹੋ ਗਈ, ਹੁਣ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਉਹ ਵਸਤੂ ਦਿਓ। ਰਵਿਦਾਸ ਜੀ ਕਹਿਣ ਲੱਗੇ, ਦੇਖ ਵੀ ਰਾਜਾ, ਉਹ ਤਾਂ ਉਸ ਵਕਤ ਮੌਜ ਸੀ, ਉਹ ਪਾਣੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ, ਉਹ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਤੋਂ ਆਇਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਸੀ। ਮੈਂ ਸੋਚਿਆ ਕਿ ਰਾਜਾ ਹੋ ਕੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਪਾਸ ਆਇਆ ਹੈ, ਇਹਨੂੰ ਅੱਛੀ ਤੋਂ ਅੱਛੀ ਵਸਤੂ ਦੇਵਾਂ। ਹੁਣ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਨਾਮ ਦੇ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਹੈ, ਤੂੰ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰ। ਹੁਣ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਆਤਮਾ ਹੁੰਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ, ਉਹ ਨਾਮ ਲੈ ਕੇ, ਇਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਜਪਣ ਨਾ, ਉਹਨੇ ਖੂਬ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕੀਤੀ, ਆਖਰ ਪਰਮ ਗਤੀ ਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਆਇਆ ਹੋਇਆ। ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਮਹਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਬਾਣੀ ਹੈ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਪਰਮਗਤੀ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕੀਤੀ ਸੀ। ਪੀਪੇ ਦਾ ਵੀ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਹੈਗੇ,
ਸੋ ਕਿੰਗ ਪੀਪਾਸ ਮਾਈਂਡ ਸਟਾਰਟਡ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਟਿੰਗ ਡਾਊਟਸ ਇਨ ਹਿਮ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਸਟਾਰਟਡ ਕਨਵਿੰਸਿੰਗ ਹਿਮ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਅ ਕਿੰਗ ਬਿਲੋਂਗਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਦਾ ਕਸ਼ਤਰੀ ਕਾਸਟ ਵਿਚ ਇਜ਼ ਦਾ ਹਾਈਐਸਟ ਕਾਸਟ ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਅ ਕੋਬਲਰ ਐਂਡ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਟੇਕ ਹਿਮ ਐਜ਼ ਯੋਰ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਵਟ ਵਿਲ ਪੀਪਲ ਸੇ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਪੋਸੀਬਲ ਦੈਟ ਵੈਨ ਦਾ ਪੀਪਲ ਵਿਲ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਨੋ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਹੈਵ ਟੇਕਨ ਅ ਲੋ ਕਾਸਟ ਕੋਬਲਰ ਐਜ਼ ਯੋਰ ਮਾਸਟਰ they may turn against you and it is possible that he may turn you a cobbler too. So his mind started creating such thoughts, such doubts in him. But since he had the desire to do the devotion of Lord, he also started thinking that maybe I should find some occasion when I can go to see Ravidas, when nobody else would watch me doing that, and in that way I can get the knowledge of God. So it so happened that one day there was a big fair on the bank of river Ganges where everyone from the kingdom had gone. So King Pipa thought that there was the good opportunity to go to Ravidas because now nobody will know that he has gone there. So King Pipa went to Ravidas. At that time Ravidas was working and he was taking the water from a bigger tank and putting in the smaller tank. So when Ravidas saw King Pipa coming, he thought that he is a king, but still he has come to my door and I should give him something. I should give him something which he may remember all the times. I should do something so that he may remember that he came to the saint. So when King Pipa came near Guru Ravidas said that, okay king, cup your hands. Now you know that when the master says something because of his aura and because of his personality, the jivas cannot say anything. So since King Pipa was impressed by his personality, he could not refuse. So he at once cupped his hands, but his mind was again with him. So his mind told him that if you will drink this water, you will be turned, you will be made into cobbler. And he will be spoiled. At that time he was wearing a long sleeve kurta like I am wearing. So when Guru Ravidas poured the water in his hands, he did not swallow that water, he did not drink that water. Instead he just let the water flow down the sleeves of his kurta, and afterwards he returned to his home thinking that if he had drank the water he would have become the cobbler. So he called his washerman and he told him to wash the stain of that water right away. The washerman took the kurta, that shirt, to his home and he started heating the water and told his daughter, who was very innocent and very young, to suck out the stain of the water. Now that daughter of the washerman was very innocent and young, so instead of spitting out the stained water, she swallowed, and as she went on swallowing the water, her inner vision got open and she started talking about the knowledge and she started talking about the inner planes, and that became known to the people in the neighborhood. And after a few days everyone came to know that in the washerman's that daughter of the washerman has become a Mahatma and she is talking about the inner secrets and the inner knowledge. King Pipa also came to know about that washerman's daughter, and since he desired and he was yearning to do the devotion of Lord. So he came one night to the washerman's home. When the washerman daughter saw King Pipa coming, she at once stood up. So King Pipa said that, "Dear daughter, don't stand up. I have not come to you understanding you as a washerman's daughter, but I have come to you understanding you as a Mahatma, and I want some knowledge of God." She replied that, "Your Highness, I have not stood up understanding you as a king, but I have stood up only because whatever I have got, whatever I have obtained, everything I have done, I have obtained from your shirt. The secret was in your shirt." Now, it is the quality of the mind that first he makes us do the mistake, make the mistake, and afterwards he himself makes us realize our mistake. So then King Pipa realized that it was the mistake he had made by not swallowing, by not drinking the water which was offered by Guru Ravidas, because by then he had realized that at that time Guru Ravidas was showering his grace upon him. So at once he went to Guru Ravidas and begged him to shower that grace once again on him. And he said that, "I am sorry that I made that mistake. I should have drank that water." So Guru Ravidas said that, "King, at that time such was the will, such was the moj, and the water which I was giving you was not the water. It was the nectar which was being flown down from Sachkhand, and I wanted to give you that, but you did not accept it. Anyway, now I will give you the initiation, and you will have to meditate upon that Naam, and then you can get that nectar." So King Pipa got the initiation from Guru Ravidas, and after receiving the initiation, he did not just remain idle. He worked very hard in the meditation, and he became a perfect saint, and he attained the highest status of Sahaj. And his hymn, his Bani, is included in Guru Granth Sahib, because you know that in Guru Granth Sahib, only those Mahatmas' Bani is included who had attained the supreme status, the highest status.
ਇਹ ਕਹਾਣੀ ਮੈਗਜ਼ੀਨ 'ਚ ਵੀ ਛਪਦੀ ਰਹਿੰਦੀ ਹੈ। ਮੈਂ ਆਮ ਤੌਰ 'ਤੇ ਸਤਸੰਗਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਸੁਣਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ। ਮੇਰੇ ਸੁਣਾਉਣ ਦਾ ਭਾਵ ਇਤਨਾ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਇਹਦਾ ਸੰਬੰਧ ਮੇਰੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਬਹੁਤ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਹੈ।
Often this story is published in the magazine, and I often tell this story in the satsang. And the purpose or the meaning of telling this story to you again and again is because there is a great relevance of my life to this story.
Sant Grieb Nawaz Hunde Hai, Koi Grieb Bane, Aavdi ਪਿਆਲਾ ਖਾਲੀ ਕਰੇ ਉਹ ਭਰਨ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਤਿਆਰ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ। ਗਰੀਬੀ ਦਾ ਮਤਲਬ ਇਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਤਨ ਦੌਲਤ ਜਾਂ ਕਾਰੋਬਾਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਲੁਟਾ ਦੇਣਾ ਹੈ। ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੇ ਸਭ ਕੁਛ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੋਵੇ, ਅਸੀਂ ਉਹਦਾ ਸਮਝ ਕੇ ਵਰਤਦੇ ਹੋਈਏ, ਇਹਦਾ ਨਾਂ ਗਰੀਬੀ ਹੈ।
ਸੇਂਟਸ ਆਰ ਮਰਸੀਫੁਲ ਵਨ ਟੂ ਦ ਸਫਰਿੰਗ ਵਨਸ। ਇਫ ਸਮਵਨ ਬਿਕਮਸ ਪੂਅਰ ਔਰ ਹੰਬਲ, ਦੇ ਆਰ ਰੈਡੀ ਟੂ ਸ਼ਾਵਰ ਦੇਅਰ ਗ੍ਰੇਸ। ਇਫ ਸਮਵਨ ਐਮਪਟੀਜ਼ ਹਿਸ ਕੱਪ and puts it in front of the master, they are always ready to fill it up. If someone becomes poor and humble, they are always ready to bless him with all the riches. To become poor doesn't mean that you have to give up all the belongings, all the things you have of this world. To become poor or humble means that if God Almighty has given you all the riches and all the things, still you use those things understanding it as Almighty Lord's.
ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਸਦਾ ਹੀ ਦੱਸਦੇ ਨੇ, ਭੁੱਖੇ ਨੂੰ ਰੋਟੀ, ਪਿਆਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਪਾਣੀ, ਕੁਦਰਤ ਦਾ ਅਸੂਲ ਹੈ, ਜ਼ਰੂਰ ਮਿਲਦੀ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਦਿਲਾਂ ਦੀਆਂ ਜਾਣਦੇ ਸਨ, ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਦਿਲ ਨੂੰ ਰਾਹ ਬਣਾ ਲਿਆ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਸਮਝ ਲਿਆ। ਉਹ ਦੇਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ 25 ਸਾਲ ਹੋਕਾ ਦਿੰਦੇ ਰਹੇ ਭਈ ਦੇਣੇ ਵਾਲੇ ਦਾ ਕੀ ਕਸੂਰ ਹੈ, ਸਵਾਲ ਤਾਂ ਲੈਣ ਵਾਲੇ ਦਾ ਹੈ। ਪਿਆਰਿਓ, ਅੱਜ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਰਾਜਸਥਾਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੋ, ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਨਹਿਰਾਂ ਵੀ ਮਿਲਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ, ਸੜਕਾਂ ਵੀ ਮਿਲਦੀਆਂ ਹਨ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਦਿਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੇਗਿਸਤਾਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਪੈਂਡਾ ਮਾਰ ਕੇ ਗਏ ਸੀਗੇ, ਉਸ ਦਿਨ ਕੋਈ ਐਸੀ ਸਹੂਲਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੀ, ਪਾਣੀ ਦੀ ਵੀ ਬੜੀ ਕਿੱਲਤ ਸੀਗੀ। ਸੋ ਮੈਂ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਨਾ ਤਾਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਕੋਈ ਵਡਿਆਈ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲਾ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਮੇਰੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ, ਨਾ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਕੋਈ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਕਰਨ ਵਾਲਾ ਮਿਲਿਆ। ਇਹ ਹੁਣ ਉਹ ਹੀ ਜਾਣੇ ਕਿ ਕਿਹਦੇ ਦਿਲ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਿਆਸ ਹੈ, ਕਿਵੇਂ ਜਾ ਕੇ ਉਹ ਪਿਆਸ ਬੁਝਾਉਣੀ ਹੈ। ਉਹ ਖੁਦ ਹੀ ਆਪਣੀ ਦਇਆ ਮਿਹਰ ਕਰਕੇ ਇਸ ਗਰੀਬ ਆਤਮਾ ਕੋਲ ਗਿਆ, ਇਸ ਗਰੀਬ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਨਾਮ ਦਾ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤ ਦੇ ਕੇ ਇਸ ਤਪਦੀ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਠਾਰਿਆ। ਇੱਥੋਂ ਅੰਦਾਜ਼ਾ ਲਾ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਸਾਡੇ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਕਿੰਨੇ ਕੁ ਅੰਤਰਜਾਮੀ ਸਨ, ਕੀ ਉਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਆਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਸਨ।
ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਦੇਰ ਇਜ਼ ਫੂਡ ਫਾਰ ਹੰਗਰੀ ਐਂਡ ਵਾਟਰ ਫਾਰ ਥਰਸਟੀ ਐਂਡ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਲਾਅ ਆਫ ਨੇਚਰ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਨੇਚਰ ਪ੍ਰੋਵਾਈਡਸ ਫੂਡ ਫਾਰ ਹੰਗਰੀ ਐਂਡ ਵਾਟਰ ਫਾਰ ਥਰਸਟੀ। ਹੀ ਨਿਊ ਵਟ ਵਾਜ਼ ਇਨ ਦ ਹਾਰਟ ਆਫ ਦ ਪੀਪਲ ਐਂਡ ਦ ਹਾਰਟ ਟਾਕਸ ਟੂ ਦ ਹਾਰਟ। ਫਾਰ 25 ਈਅਰਸ ਆਫ ਹਿਸ ਲਾਈਫ ਮਾਸਟਰ ਕਿਰਪਾਲ ਆਲਵੇਜ਼ ਯੂਜ਼ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਦੈਟ ਦ ਵਨ ਹੂ ਹੈਜ਼ ਕਮ ਟੂ ਗਿਵ ਹੈਜ਼ ਨੋ ਪ੍ਰੋਬਲਮ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਓਨਲੀ ਗਿਵਸ ਆਲ ਦ ਪ੍ਰੋਬਲਮਸ ਆਰ ਵਿਥ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਰਿਸੀਵ। ਸੋ ਹੀ ਨਿਊ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦ ਹਾਰਟਸ ਆਫ ਦ ਪੀਪਲ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਨਿਊ ਵਟ ਦ ਡਿਜ਼ਾਇਰਸ ਵੇਅਰ ਇਨ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹਾਰਟਸ ਐਂਡ ਅਕੋਰਡਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਦੈਰ ਰਿਸੈਪਟੀਵਿਟੀ, ਅਕੋਰਡਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਦੈਰ ਡਿਜ਼ਾਇਰਸ ਐਂਡ ਯਰਨਿੰਗ ਹੀ ਫੁਲਫਿਲਡ everyone's desire and he fulfilled everyone's yearning. Nowadays in the present time when you people go to Rajasthan, over there you find good roads, you find the canals, there is a lot of greenery there. But in the time when beloved Lord Kirpal traveled to Rajasthan, it was not like that. It was very dry, it was a desert, and the roads were not so good, and it was not very easy to travel in Rajasthan. So at that time, when it was very difficult to travel, Hazur Maharaj himself showered his grace upon me, and he himself went there to quench the thirst of this poor soul who was suffering and who was being heated up. He went there and he showered the rain of Naam upon this soul, because he knew that who is suffering for him, who is waiting for him, because he knew about our hearts. So the meaning of saying all this is for you to understand that how much all-conscious our beloved Lord Kirpal was, and how he knew that who is sitting in his remembrance for him, and how he went to the places to quench the thirst of the dear ones.
Bachpane to hi aatma andar tadap si ke mera kuch guachya hoya hai, ki mainu wo milega, isse tadap andar hi ਹਿੰਦੁਸਤਾਨ ਦੇ ਕਾਫੀ ਮਠਾਂ 'ਚ ਜਾਣ ਦਾ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਮੌਕਾ ਮਿਲਿਆ, ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਸਾਧੂਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਣ ਦਾ ਮੌਕਾ ਮਿਲਿਆ। ਲੇਕਿਨ ਮੈਂ ਇਹ ਵੀ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹੋਇਆ, ਮੈਂ ਕਿਸੇ 'ਤੇ ਭਾਉ ਨਹੀਂ ਲਿਆਇਆ, ਕਿਸੇ ਦੀ ਨਿੰਦਿਆ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰੀ। ਜਿੰਨਾ ਕੁ ਕਿਸੇ ਕੋਲ ਹੁੰਦਾ ਸੀਗਾ ਉਹ ਦੇਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਵੀ ਤਿਆਰ ਸੀਗਾ, ਲੇਕਿਨ ਜਿਸ ਚੀਜ਼ ਦੀ, ਜਿਸ ਵਸਤੂ ਦੀ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਭੁੱਖ ਸੀ ਉਹ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਨਾ ਮਿਲੀ। ਅਖੀਰ ਮਿਲਾਪ ਬਾਬਾ ਬਿਸ਼ਨ ਦਾਸ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਹੋਇਆ। ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਕੁਛ ਆਸ ਬਣਾਈ, ਪਰ ਉਹ ਕਰੜੇ ਬੜੇ ਸਨ, ਮਜ਼ਬੂਤ ਬੜੇ ਸਨ। ਇਸ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਦੋ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਦਾ ਭੇਦ ਦੇ ਕੇ 18 ਸਾਲ ਉਸ ਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰੈਕਟੀਕਲ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਲੱਗਿਆ। ਮੈਂ ਦੱਸਦਾ ਹੁੰਦਾ, ਸੰਤ ਮਤ ਦੇ ਪਹਿਲੇ ਵਿਆਸ ਹੀ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਲ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੈ। ਜਦ ਅੰਦਰ ਰਸਤਾ ਚੱਲ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਫਿਰ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਮੁਸ਼ਕਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਗੇ।
ਸਿੰਸ ਮਾਈ ਚਾਈਲਡਹੁੱਡ ਆਈ ਹੈਡ ਦਿਸ ਫੀਲਿੰਗ ਦੈਟ ਆਈ ਹੈਵ ਲੋਸਟ ਸਮਥਿੰਗ, ਐਂਡ ਇਨ ਆਰਡਰ ਟੂ ਸਰਚ ਫਾਰ ਦੈਟ ਲੋਸਟ ਥਿੰਗ ਵਿਚ ਆਈ ਡਿਡ ਨੋਟ ਨੋ ਵਾਟ ਇਟ ਵਾਜ਼, I went to many places. I went to all the temples and the holy places in India, and wherever I went and whatever the people over there had to offer to me, they offered, but I could not quench my thirst. And if I did not get what I was looking for from those places, I did not come back with the bad feelings or less faith in them. I always came back with good wishes. Finally, when after searching a lot I came in contact with Baba Bishan Das, it was his grace which brought me into his contact. He gave me the initiation into the first two names. He was very strict and very strong, and it was very hard to get the initiation from him, but he was very gracious and he gave me the initiation into the first two names, and he made me do the meditation on those two names for 18 years. And he made me practically successful in that. Often I have said, dear ones, that the early meditation of the Santmat are very difficult to do, but once you start going within, then the later practices or the later meditation is not that difficult.
A closing bhajan is on page 93. Tusi Haraja Suno Kirpal Guru. Hear our plea, O Guru Kirpal, and divert our minds from the bad deeds. The mind does not come to satsang. It doesn't feel embarrassed doing the bad deeds. O gracious Lord, have pity on the souls and attach our hearts to the feet of the Master. We are the suffering ones from birth after birth. We are the unchaste, angry, deceitful, indulgent ones. O Guru, you yourself take care of your souls, us, and break the veil of mind. The mind is afraid of Paramarth. Leaving meditation, he presents excuses. He has been wandering for many births. Shower grace and unite him with the Lord. The honeybee loves the fragrance of your flowers. He always waits for your grace and mercy. Hear the plea of Ajab the sinner. Attach the mind in Simran. Hear our plea, O Guru Kripal, and divert our minds from the bad deeds. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 93.
Tusiyada jasano kire pala guru sadamana badiya to moradiyo. Tusiyada jasano kire pala guru sadamana badiya to moradiyo. Manasata sangate vichyon dana hi badiya karano sharamondana hi. Manasata sangate vichyon dana hi badiya karano sharamondana hi. Karo tada sajiva tehe dhyale prabhu chitta guru charana vicha jora diyo. Tusiyade jasa no kire pala guru sadha manna badiya to mora diyo. Asi janama janama de rogiha kamikrodi kapati bogiha. Asi janama janama de rogiha kamikrodi kapati bogiha. Teri atama tu hi sambala guru sada manna de parada tora diyo. Tu si ada jasa no kire pala guru sada manna badiya to mora diyo. Manna paramarata to darida e chada bhajana bahane karida e. Manna paramarata to darida e chada bhajana bahane karida e. Kahe janna mato he batikariha. Karo mera malaka sanga jora diyo. Tusi ada jasano kire pala guru sada manna badiya to mora diyo. Teri fulla di sugandhi bora pyara kare diya mera di sada intazara kare. Teri fulla di sugandhi bora pyara kare diya mera di sada intazara kare. Gunagara ajay badiya jasuno manna simmarana de vicha jora diyo. Tusi ada jasano kire pala guru sada manna badiya to mora diyo.
Hear our plea, O Guru Kripal, and divert our minds from the bad deeds. May God bless us all.